Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host behind the mic, James J. Mailoff. I am joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together on a Thursday. We're going to have some fun this hour, talking some entertainment, get into a couple of other fun topics, and of course, kicking things off the way we like to around here with our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society and Pet of the Week. We have theme music for the Pet of the Week now,
and fabulous.
I love it. Nice job, Laura.
Was that a real howl, yeah, or was that Seth?
That was me, actually. We appreciate our friend Denise joining us from the Southwood County Humane Society. Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing good over
here. They're tryouts for the howl?
Yeah. Seth and I went back and forth and everything, and Laura had to decide between those voices and everything. Seth was great, by the way. We appreciate being able to hang out with you, Denise, and talk about great things going on at our Southwood County Humane Society. I want to send a gigantic shout out to Milltown Coffee sponsoring this segment. Buy local, support local, support those that support our community, our radio station, especially our nonprofits like the United Way or the Southwood County Humane Society or any of the other great nonprofits we get to talk to on the air here. Denise, how are things going over at the shop?
Really, really good, thanks.
Good.
We are just about done with construction. We can see light at the end of the tunnel. The animals can feel that they're almost free of the bangs and the booms and the grinding and smells. It's very exciting down at the shelter.
Good to hear. Really good to hear. Certainly for you and the staff, but especially for those animals that are got to be a little confusing, you know, not knowing and not understanding necessarily what's going on with all that.
Yeah, they don't get it. They're being well cared for and trying to be as far removed as we can from the noise and chaos, but it's been trying.
Denise, before we dive into things specifically going on at the Humane Society, I wanted to remind the audience, while we're a day late on this one, yesterday was National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day.
It was, yes.
And I feel like every day could be that, especially when you got these amazing furry friends just waiting for you over there at the Humane Society. And while maybe you already have animals in the home or you aren't able to have animals in the home, every one of us can impact and be a part of things over there by becoming a Southwood County Humane Society member, Denise. We don't get a chance to dive into this too much. You can be a part of things over there, and there are perks of being a member over there. Yeah. I see that you can get a discount card for local businesses, a newsletter on life-saving work. There's invitations to members-only events, and 10% off over there for merchandise at the Humane Society.
Yep.
And all of that is really cool and really great, and it all pales in comparison to me in the idea of knowing that I'm impacting my community in such a cool way, an impactful way.
Yeah, absolutely. We are very blessed to be in this community. We have tremendous support. And the membership is just kind of a little thank you back to everyone that supports us every year. It's only $30 to be a member. You can do it on our website. You can do it through PayPal. You can walk in, and we will get you all hooked up with one of those discount cards anytime.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. Denise, I also wanted to encourage the community and everybody to be a part of the event you guys got going on this weekend.
Yes, sir. We have our second event of the year called Riding for Rescues, Saturday, May 3rd. Registration's 8 to 10 at Junkyard Bar and Grill. The event starts at 10, goes from many different bars, and you can anything with four wheels, two wheels, you can walk it, you can use your own vehicle. It's going to be lots of fun, lots of prizes available as well.
And it's going on rain or shine.
Correct.
This event is happening no matter what.
Yep.
People can register from 8 to 10 at the Junkyard Bar and Grill at 9047 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Rides leave at 10 a.m. sharp. Plan to return to the junkyard around 5-ish, around there. It's $20 a person. It includes meal, entertainment, and not only a good time, but a good feeling in knowing you are impacting your Humane Society while also having a great time.
Absolutely.
One of those win-win kind of situations.
Yep. It's a well-planned event. It's been going on for several years, and Shelley does a great job of bringing people in to support the Humane Society. It's a great event. Come check it out.
There are going to be prizes to follow the ride, free dry camping, and oh my gosh, raffles. Now, I can't believe I missed the biggest part. If your event has a raffle, people will show up. People love raffles. I'm not exaggerating. It's a great thing to add to this, along with so many other great things about it.
Absolutely. If it it's nice, we may bring a pet or two. We'll see. Otherwise, there's a couple really, really nice raffle prizes that are worth, you know, close to $1,000, I think.
Going to have music from 7 to 11 as well. And I should mention, too, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, great place to go hang out. Great place, great atmosphere, great people.
Yes.
Appreciate them putting into the community like this. Support those that do that. And be a part of the 5th Annual Riding for Rescuers Fun Run happening at Junkyard Bar and Grill, 9047 Highway 13 South, right here in Rapids, going on this Saturday, May 3rd. Rain or shine.
Woo!
Rain or shine, going to be a good one. We'll meet you down there, everybody. It's going to be a really fun event. That's going to be cool. But also love the promotions for it, by the way. They're really good. Denise, we have made the audience wait a while here. I like to be able to do that. We want to get to our pet of the week. Who is it?
We're going with Scout today. Scout is a female German Shepherd. She's dark on her back, but otherwise has Shepherd coloring. Very, very smart. I think of all the Shepherd Shepherd mixes we have, Scout is right on it. She's so smart, so loyal. She plays well. She obeys commands, things like that. She's 8 years old, so she's a little bit older, but young at heart, loves to play, loves to go outside and sniff around. She's amazing.
Pretty dog.
Yeah.
Beautiful coat. Yeah, just a beautiful coat. Yeah. And there's something about that age that I think is such a perfect age for dogs, especially for the right family, where it's the temperament, the loyalty you mentioned there are just right. So many of the things you look for in a dog.
Right.
Yeah. And she's got everything, all the fixings, her shots, her microchip, all that.
Yes, she's ready to go. And we think, we haven't known a lot about her, but we believe she's good with children, she's good with other dogs. We don't know about cats, but if you have a cat, bring it on over and we'll do a meet and greet.
Exactly. Because that's something to always keep in mind with these things. If you find a dog, you really like it, but you're a little hesitant, a little worried, you can always set up those meet and greets. I would love to see the e-updates for those. It's the past, but no.
I love how she's like, just bring the cat, because all cats that we've ever had, you know, they're like perfectly tempered at home, but the second you try to take them somewhere, no way.
Yep, not going.
Like, just bring the cat. I'm like,
that's a bit tricky.
It can be easier. I mean, some cats travel easy, but some, you know, just don't like that.
They don't. You're correct.
There's the overall thing I think to keep in mind too is that whatever the scenario, they work with people on this and trying to find ways to make it work. Regardless of how difficult it might be, they'll find a way to make it work. Especially if you are interested in one of these animals, whether it's a pet of the week or it's not, there's so many good animals over there at the Humane Society just waiting for their forever home.
Yes.
Your new best friend is just waiting for you over there.
That's right. And we have kennel manager and cat room manager, people that will work with you or talk with you about your needs, your worries, your concerns, and then pair you with the right animal.
And if an animal is not in your future, there's other ways that you can impact the Humane Society and help out. We always like to be able to drop items off. Anything specific this week that we can remind the audience about?
Absolutely. We're back to litter. Need cat litter, pellets, the litter, whether clumping or not. We're back to high need on that stuff because we have cats coming in the door, kittens soon.
Yeah. Any moment.
Any moment. We're waiting.
Good thing the rabbit population doesn't infiltrate you too much. I'm sure you get some, but I'm just, you know.
Really good point. Denise, we appreciate you. And if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to reach out to you guys, just give them the email. Does that work?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Office at swch.com or swchsed@swchs.com.
You can find that email at their website, swchs.com. The phone number is also there, 715-423-0505. You can also reach out with other questions that you might have. And of course, you can stop by at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow their social media and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it. We appreciate you, Denise. Looking forward to hanging out again next week.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity.
Find out more about Scout and all these amazing, awesome animals and the great work being done by the staff over at the Southwick County Humane Society, swchs.com. And a big shout out to Milltown Coffee sponsoring this segment, giving us a chance to support local and talk local like we encourage you to do with our friends at Milltown Coffee. Terry and I'll be back with more show coming up on mornings at WFHR. Well, see, I should have played this for the Mother's Day stuff. I mean, this is definitely what I should have played.
For sure.
I had it right there. It was sitting right there. Dang it. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day.
like we should play like You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, something. Yeah. Oh, that would have been good. You're right. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
You still have 10 days.
Yeah. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Big shout out to Denise joining us from the Southland County Humane Society, telling us all about Scout and some of the cool animals and cool things going on over at the Humane Society. And a big thank you to Milltown Coffee. We'll be letting you know as soon as they open those doors over there, we can get some of that coffee. I cannot wait to try
it. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Shout out to them. We appreciate them. Let's take a look at some interesting, some entertainment news here. And I think for some of the audience, you may be just learning about this information. So I apologize if it's a little bit, if I'm not going into it as smoothly as I would like to. Sometimes there are no segues in life. Michael Bolton's brain cancer treatments have impacted his short-term memory, speech, and mobility. He was diagnosed with an aggressive form of this back in December of 2023 when he had emergency surgery. And I don't know how many people realize Michael Bolton's been going through this. Not to say that you have to know this information or something like that, but just I feel like some people, you probably haven't thought, maybe you haven't thought about Michael Bolton in a while or heard his name in a while, and just kind of can be a little jarring sometimes hearing about somebody in this form.
Because you do still hear a lot of his music in random places that you don't realize. You know what I mean? Just like overhead music in stores and that kind of thing.
I think musicians, it's an interesting thing in that regard, especially with what you're talking about there, where they still feel relevant even if they haven't had a hit in decades or whatever.
And so maybe they just haven't, you just haven't thought about the artist, the songs are familiar.
Michael had a second surgery in January of last year and finished radiation of chemotherapy last October. His latest brain scan last month came back clear. He has them done every few months since the recurrence rate is about 90%. He said, quote, succumbing to the challenge is not an option. You really quickly drawn into the duel. I guess that's why you find out what you're that's when you find out what you're made of. Whenever you find yourself in any kind of challenging position, just knowing that you are not alone going through it is a big deal. It actually helps people to know. It reminds them that they're not alone. Michael said he decided that he didn't want a prognosis from the doctors because he wanted to focus on his own optimism and living his life to the fullest. It's a brave choice. It's a brave choice. He meditates daily and golfs as much as he can, works out with a personal trainer, and takes voice lessons and voice therapy. He added, quote, the whole experience gives me a heightened sense of appreciation. It's unthinkable for it to be okay not to make the most of your life.
How old is he? Is that in there somewhere?
Yeah, it's
I
not.
Just, that, I was just
that's
curious.
A good question. No, that's a good question. I'm surprised it's not in there.
I mean, it doesn't matter per se. I was just curious.
I think we developed capabilities in problem management and we learn how to make the best of a bad situation. You have to be a cheerleader for yourself. And I admire any human being sharing these things. And I think we're getting more and more of this nowadays with celebrities, of them showing you a look behind the curtain. There was a day and age where with the image that was put onto this, whether you were a singer, musician, if you got a wrinkle, you didn't want anybody
like
to see
you. You had to hide everything.
Yeah, let alone, anything like this. I am, again, looking at the other side of things all the time. We take shots every chance we get at social media and media and a lot of these things. One of the positives of this is the empathy that can be created here. And if you feel this for Michael Bolton, hopefully you're going to feel it for a stranger or the thousands and thousands of people that are in, cancer care treatment centers right now.
Well, even just the support, right? Like just knowing that people know and care. 72 years old.
72, okay. I say it all the time, and I will continue to. It would be the thing I probably repeat the most on these airwaves other than our call letters. Encouragement, support, cost nothing, can mean everything. And it doesn't matter if you're a Grammy-winning artist or you are Joe Smith, anybody, everybody that applies to. And I appreciate Michael Bolton sharing this. I'll be honest, I've never been a Michael Bolton singer, fan, or anything like that. But him, the person, has always come across as a very fun guy, very self-deprecating, really knowing him and his audience. And I admire that in a person, and I really admire this.
I think there's something about just now this is being, generalizing, but you know, just easy listening. Like, yeah, you maybe you don't have anything for it, but you really don't have anything against it either.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
You know, where there's some genres of music where you're like, you know, that makes my ears bleed.
So no, I wouldn't say that's definitely not that. And definitely one of our favorite people to talk about, and a person that we cover better than anybody, Dolly Parton. She is well known for her fashion and makeup choices, and she just revealed something that you might not have known. She wears her makeup to bed, but only when sleeping in California. This is great. I almost kind of want to leave the story right there, just let people's imaginations fill in the blanks, but I mean, we'll go ahead and wrap up there. What she said, she says, quote, "I sleep in my makeup when I'm in California. With the earthquakes, I never know when I'm going to have to run out in the middle of the street. I'm not going to be on the news and look like hell, which I do without makeup. So I leave a little bit on, not a ton on. She leaves a little bit on. There you have it. Dolly will always be camera ready. Even after an earthquake.
You know, this is random, but what this reminds me of, one time I was watching, and I have no idea who it was, but there was like a more famous couple or whatever. It was maybe like on 2020. But same story. They had been married at that point like 30 some years, and the man had never seen the woman without her makeup.
I remember this.
Like she would, you know, she'd get up like at like 4 a.m. and take off the old and put on the new. And I'm like, are you nuts?
That's just,
I mean, Dolly's reason seems a little more valid.
Yeah. I actually don't have any problem with that. I do feel for anybody that feels like they can't be themselves, or that somebody that loves them unconditionally wouldn't love them with or without the makeup. At the same time, I'm also not going to pretend to know what that world is like or what it's like to live that way.
Or even, I mean, aside from social media and that kind of thing now, but even back in the day of the old paparazzi, you know, just the, like, they would, of course, exploit the person in the, you know, during a disaster, right? Like, that's what she cites. So, I mean, I get it. I can see where she's coming
100%.
From.
100%. I, you know,
it's
anybody,
just sad you have to.
That's the part I just wanted to hit on. Yeah. But outside of that, anybody trying to judge this or anything like that, for one, I'd like you to, you know, just take a beat and understand that you don't understand what this world is like. But also, different generations grew up with different stuff, and Terry just hit it on the head perfectly. Generations like Dolly's that come from that era are used to horror stories with paparazzi and them going through your garbage and all these things. And I'm not saying that stuff doesn't exist still. It's just now they're so blazing about it. They're not even shy about it anymore. And it's gotten more ruthless because even more and more, like back in the day, you got the National Enquirer and maybe the Globe or whatever. Now there's like four different magazines. There's TMZ alone, which is an industry that people just keep on funding and adding to. And I will never understand the love of TMZ. Some of the worst things done on in all of entertainment, in all of reporting history, and I say the word reporting very loosely, are done by TMZ. I don't believe anybody genuinely with any bit of integrity or any soul has ever worked in that industry. It's tacky, it's lame, and it does no good for society. Nobody has done well by seeing Dolly Parton without her makeup.
Well, and the reality is, it does not affect you. Yeah. If she wants to sleep with makeup on, who cares?
Yes.
It does not affect you at all. Unless maybe you're the person that washes the pillowcases at the hotel.
That might be.
I mean, you might want to put a dark one on her so that you don't have makeup on all the white stuff. But I really, like, who cares?
Yeah. This says more, if this bothers you one way or the other, it's more about you than her. it says more about that.
For sure.
Taking a look at one other entertainment story. I just had to talk about this one because I think it's kind of cool. It was just announced that Lainey Wilson will soon be making her feature film debut. The movie is Universal Pictures' adaptation of the best-selling book by Colin Hoover, Reminders of Him. It's described as a transformative feature film about motherhood, forgiveness, and the power of one love to heal even the most shattered heart. No word on what kind of part Lainey will be playing, but the movie will be released February 13th of next year, just in time for Valentine's Day. This is not her first time in the acting world, though. You may know this better than I do, Terry. She was on Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. I didn't see her work on that, but I did hear good things about it. And I know that that's where she met her husband, Ryan Bingham.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine what it might be like to sit down for coffee with those two. That's gotta be like, I it would take everything in me to not like pull, oh, look what I, did I have an acoustic guitar just sitting next? Oh, where did that come from? I'm so sorry. I love Ryan Bingham. Huge fan of that man. Great singer, songwriter, yeah, does it real.
For sure.
Watch any live performance of his, and his interacting with the audience is so effortless. It's so cool. And she's great. She's very talented.
Yeah, they just seem to be a really great match, don't they?
Lainey is joined by a very good cast. They've got some really nice actors in that one. I'll be keeping an eye on that and seeing how it goes. She is not certainly, you know, this is nothing new, and plenty of actors or singers have tried to get into the acting game, and vice versa, actors trying to get into the singing game. This is where I would never try to pretend what is a good singer and isn't. I know what I like, but I'm not going to be able to talk about the other things. As far as acting goes, I really don't have that high of a bar for singers getting into the acting world. I don't expect that much. And it's not to say that they don't deserve that. It's just that I've seen so many cases where it goes wrong. But man, when it's right, when you've got a David Bowie playing Nikola Tesla or something along those lines, when you, there are a Tim McGraw, who is a great actor. It's a really good job. There's the, when it's done right, man, you got something there. You got somebody who's not only comfortable in this spotlight, comfortable in doing this and familiar with it, but can bring something to the acting game that not a lot of us actors can.
Well, and Colleen Hoover books are really very popular right now. So I feel like anything that, you know, she just has a strong following that they're going to come check out the movie. And then, you know, that's right to the favor of, of Lainey Wilson, for sure.
Wish her well. I can say that because I won't be competing for her with any roles. I don't imagine her and I will be going out for the same roles.
I mean, probably not. It's possible.
Want to remind everybody that just an hour and a half from now, you're going to have a new edition of the WFHR newsletter showing up in your email box. If you have not signed up already, I encourage you to do that. Go to WFHR.com, sign up for that newsletter, and take in all the great Central Wisconsin information we're able to bring to you. There is so many great articles on local events, articles on things that we don't always get a chance to really dive into here on the airwaves. Some of the best reporting being done in the state is in that newsletter. I'll stand on that. Not only being done by our team around here, whether it's Melissa or Laura or Michael with the sports that he's covering, but Brittany Merlot and Terry Barr and Chuck Gennaro and some of our other favorite people are adding to the content of this and putting in some great articles. I even wrote one, man. I mean, I wanted to get in on this. Everybody's having fun.
Hey, you're
with
missing
it.
Out.
I wrote up some. We just had assistant GM of the Rafters, Jake Adams, in with us this week on Rapids Report. I wrote up a piece about Jake and I and what we talked about.
And so you're debuting today or next week?
I think it'll be next week's newsletter.
All right.
But I'm going to try to add to it as much as I can because we got so many people working behind the scenes so hard on this newsletter. And that includes our audience because you guys are great about reaching out to us and letting us know the kind of things you'd like us to cover. Certainly giving us wonderful, humbling comments about how you appreciate the content we are doing, but we always know we could do more and cover more, and that's what we're trying to do. So we appreciate you guys being Cub reporters out there and letting us know about different things you want to hear about. Encourage you to sign up for the WFHR newsletter. A new edition shows up in your email box every Thursday at noon. And tonight is the night, Terry. Our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have been working for months for tonight. Opening night. Two of my favorite words in all of the English language. I am so jealous. I mean, proud of, I'm really happy for the cast, the crew, everybody involved with this one. It's directed by our own Melissa Kay. You might have wondered where Mel's been lately. Well, that's where she is. She's over at WRCT making sure that this is all set and ready to go. For those that are not familiar with Noises Off, it is one of the pinnacle farces and American plays. It's a good one. It's so much fun. I encourage you to actually take in multiple shows if you can, because I use this as an example. The movie Airplane is one of those movies to me that is such a repeat watchable, because I could watch that movie and I'm laughing at something and I completely miss one of the other jokes. This play is so much like that, where you're going to take it in the first time and you're going to see stuff. If you see it again, one, there's no repeats in theater, but two, you're going to be like, oh, I completely missed that the first time, because there's so much fun stuff going on. It's a great play with an amazing amazing cast. Got some of our own locals here, and certainly some of your favorite local actors are going to be on that stage. Opening night's tonight. You can't make it. They got a show tomorrow at 7, and then it's Saturday at 2 o'clock matinee, and they come back next week to do it all over again. Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows. Everything wraps up next Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee.
You could take your mom.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, gosh, that's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of that.
You don't have to fess up.
No, that's a good one.
You thought of it all on your own.
That's a very good idea. Get your tickets and buy local, support local, support the local arts, wrctheater.org. Have a great run, everybody. Enjoy yourself to the people working behind the scenes, to the cast on the stage. Enjoy yourself. We're going to give you a good crowd. wrctheater.org. Get those tickets, everybody, and spread the word about this show. Let's make sure we wrap up the 50th season of WRCT's main stage with us, a real strong audience. Make sure that every night's sold out. Get down there and get those tickets. Terry and I will be back with after our sports news and partner break. We'll get into some other fun stuff. I want to talk about this story about the husband and wife that were picked for the same jury. Talk about that when we come back on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR. James and Terry hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We got some fun stuff to get into before we wrap up this show. 1/1,000,000, Terry. 1/1,000,000. That is the odds of a husband and wife being picked for the same jury.
I can see that.
And it happened. A husband and wife in Humboldt County in Northern California were recently picked for the same jury. And yes, that can happen, even if it's even less likely than it sounds. There are about 136,000 people in the country, and about 106,000 of them are adults. A jury sends out a certain number of summons for each week, and only 12 are selected for each jury. The fact that this husband and wife were picked for the same jury is about the percentage chance of 1/1,000,000 of that happening. Their names are David and Tori Wilmington, and they served on a drunk driving case. They were both cool about with being on this jury, and Tori was actually excited because she's never served before. And they'd do it again, they said.
So they were both actually, like, they made it the whole way through the process.
That's what
and
I
served.
Yeah. Being picked was one, or I guess being, you know, summoned was one thing, but being picked, I didn't expect that.
Wow.
I'm a little surprised that the DA. Yeah, I'm a little surprised they did that. David had a fun take. Quote: being with her means I don't always snap so quickly to stand my ground. You're going to have disagreements. We always do because we view things through different lights. You have to learn to shut up for a few minutes to absorb what information you've just got, rather than just be let the emotions respond.
Okay, but could you imagine? So you and your spouse are literally on the same jury, and you are. You know, like if 11 people agree and you're that, and the one person who doesn't conform is your spouse, that'd be interesting.
Ooh, that would be interesting. That not only interesting, I feel like that this is a great TV movie or something like that. Like, not a major movie, but I feel like this would make a good, like, Lifetime movie or something. I don't know. There's some drama there that's kind of interesting.
Potentially.
And I don't remember any movie being about like that or anything like that. I think that when we're talking about juries, the biggest movie that stands out is obviously 12 Angry Men, and certainly some of the modern interpretations of that. It's one of the greatest plays ever written. It's an amazing show, amazing movie, amazing play, all the above. But there's nothing in that with regarding this. There's no scenario, not even a comedy sketch I can think of that involves this. That's pretty wild. It's even crazier when you think about the odds of it actually happening. That's just incredible.
Or yeah, how long would it be till it happened again? Right, like, you know, thinking about that too.
Now, certainly this is a very different for you and your husband, but would you do something like this if you and Randy were both picked for the same jury? Would you do it?
I mean, well, I don't know if you really have a choice, right?
No, I'm sorry.
Right?
You don't have a choice. I'm sorry. I worded that the wrong way, but...
I mean...
Would you enjoy
it? I mean, I think I think it potentially could be quite hard, except I don't even have to worry about it because there's no way he'd ever be picked for a jury, and I even was removed... You know, like my first time, I've only ever been called once, and I actually made it up in the box, right? Okay. So I was one of, I think, whatever they narrow it down to first, you know, the big group, and then it's, 20, and they narrow it down to 12, or however that works. But right away, you know, because obviously I had to disclose, that was one of the questions, you know, are you related in any way to law enforcement? So so that was it for me. Out I went.
I'll be honest, in part of this, I grew up in a law family. My grandfather was an attorney. My mother was went to, you know, was going to go to school for it and everything. And I've always just had a interest in the law. I've watched every single Law and Order episode there is, things like that, and plenty of other attorney shows or TV shows focused on the courtroom. I was even in a TV show. I played an attorney multiple times, but on a show, and did a lot of homework and research on the subject matter. And especially when it comes to the idea of picking the right jury and the way that the psychology that goes into all of those things. So with all that being said, I've never even been asked to be on a jury, and I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, when I was called, that was only probably like 2 years ago. And that was the first time. But of course, you know, I didn't. And now I'm kind of like, why didn't I just stay? Because I could have, you know, of course, even after I wasn't selected, or after I was unselected, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I just because of my curiosity. Because, yeah, I mean, I think it's... I think it was a neat experience, and
it's a civic duty that we as citizens don't get a chance to do very often. Civic duties, I think that's a great opportunity for it, and just the curiosity.
Now, I was there for retail theft, mm-hmm. which would be way different than like a murder trial, right? You know what I mean? I'm just saying how different. That weighs on your on your thought process and everything else. So maybe a little bit lighter crime than. I thought it was weird that made it to a jury. You know, like the person didn't take your lumps, right? Like plead it down and just.
That's a good point.
But whatever. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Now that you said that, I hadn't thought about that part of what the case I would be sitting the jury on. I want a light case. I don't want anything too heavy. Yep. I got enough drama in my life. I want something light. I'm with you on that. I will also say, if this ever happens, if they ever get summoned, there's no way I'm ending up in the box. There's just no, I don't know what the case might be, but something's going to come up with me that they're going to be like, no, we are not putting him in that box. And I'm going to be disappointed, because I want to be in the box. I actually would like to be on that side of things. I thought this would be a good one to talk with you about, Terry, especially considering you see more resumes than most. We have here a great article about the 7 things your resume shouldn't include in 2025.
Shouldn't?
Yes.
Okay.
There are more and more people that are having to kind of dust off their resumes, and maybe it's been a while since you've had to look at your resume or apply for a job or anything like that. And certainly these things change all the time, but if it's been a couple of years or a decade or something like that, your resume is going... It can be defeated before it even gets looked at sometimes by certain people, not everybody, but certain people.
Well, the best advice I could give is, even if you just applied for jobs last week, actually read your own resume.
Yes.
Pay attention, update it, and find someone you trust to proofread it for you. I feel like it's showtime, right? So when you put a resume forward to me, or, you know, for a position, we have an open position right now, so it's appropriate. But like, if you haven't even paid attention to what you're submitting, for me, that speaks to your attention to detail or lack thereof. So you know what I'm saying? Like I had somebody submit a resume and then say, send an email. Oh, and by the way, I sent you the wrong resume. I'm really sorry. The updated one is attached, right? That's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. But when I get a message that says, oh, and by the way, for the last 2 years, I've been working at XYZ. It's just not on my resume. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I'm like, I don't have time to babysit your work.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, uh-uh. Yeah. So take the time. Care about what you put out there if you really want the job. If you don't really want the job, fine. But but I mean, you're just kind of wasting people's time. All right, so what shouldn't they have in their resume?
You're number one on the list, your salary or salary requirements. Worry about that once you get an interview. Listing it on your resume won't do you any good.
Fair. And I don't think that's really, I mean, for me, that isn't part of a screening.
Yeah.
It's screening interview kind of thing.
The line, references available upon request. You're wasting real estate and their time. They know you'll give them references if they ask. So even including that in the resume is not really necessary. With something like that, I would be, as somebody applying for jobs or something, I would be nervous. You're almost always told in almost everything in life, more is better.
I don't. I'm not concerned by it. Yeah, and that's an, you know, yeah. It's kind of, it actually is in a lot of formats. Like if you just look up a template for a resume,
right.
I mean, I feel like it is there. I also don't think when you're just first submitting a resume for a job, I don't know that you don't need to include your references.
Right.
You know, up front. Of course, they need to be available if someone asks you for them. Or if it says, you know, if that's part of the mm-hmm. direction, you know, include your resume and references, then of course you would do it. But I don't know. I don't necessarily see a downside to that being on the yeah. resume.
This one I've seen a number of times. I haven't seen a whole ton of resumes, but one of the ones I did see stands out to me as soon as I think of it. Bright colors or graphics. All the big companies use software now to screen resumes and search for keywords, and it doesn't always recognize graphics. So what looks good to a human might not really matter to a robot. And I would say I'm a big fan of creativity, of personality, and all of that. But Terry touched on it right away. This is showtime. This is your first impression. And what is one of the earliest phrases every one of us hear? You can't get it. You don't get a second chance at a first impression. And while I might think something is creative or interesting, you know, very few companies are one person doing the hiring. Other people are going to look at this resume, and maybe the next person doesn't think having a purple resume makes you stand out. It makes you almost putting detail where it doesn't belong, or a million other things. I feel like the more things and not in life, you have to look at the ceiling and the floor of, and what's the ceiling? What is the advantages of having a purple resume, and what are the negatives of it? And is it really worth it? Does the ends justify the means kind of thing?
Yeah. And if we're thinking local, I mean, I don't really think there's any companies around here that are using, a bot to screen their, the resumes. Right. So it's not that, but I will tell you, you know, recently, we had a marketing position that was open, mm-hmm. and I actually found it quite interesting. You know, it didn't need to be purple, but there was, and especially if you're in marketing, right, there were some pretty creative resumes that came in, and I actually enjoyed that. Or I think probably 3 of the 7 people I interviewed actually had a website that you could go to, and then it showed samples of their work, you know, of things that they had created. So I don't know. I think it depends what the position is as far as what you're, you know, what your layout or what your creativity level looks like. I will tell you, I'm a little tired of, and I know everybody posts jobs on Indeed because that's where the folks who are looking for jobs are, mm-hmm. right? But I, you know, if I see, like, I'm getting a little on the Indeed resume. Because yeah. literally you can just type your stuff and it just kind of AIs you a resume.
Yeah.
But they all look exactly the same. Yeah. They all, so yes, there's the continuity piece, like actually reading it and seeing, but I don't necessarily mind if it's a little bit different. But it should not be multiple pages. I mean, more you could have later. 2, I think, but yeah. not more.
More on that coming up. This is a safe place, so I will share. This is in another state that this happened, so I feel it's pretty safe to talk about. Had one resume come in, it had stickers on it.
Oh.
And the stickers were weirdly placed, and I thought, oh, well, this is, you know, maybe their kid put them on there and they had to get it in time or something like that. So as kind of an icebreaker, when this person came in to talk to us for the interview, I mentioned this, and this person looked us dead in the eyes, big smile on their face. I don't have kids. It's like, okay, all right, you're a 27-year-old putting stickers on your resume. I mean it's
yep. And they probably didn't even do it. Their mom probably did.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A couple of more things to not include in your 2025 resume: your full home address, your city and state are plenty. No one needs to be able to check your place out on Google Maps.
True.
Every little bit that you don't have to add, I think, is one less thing for them to have to look past or read. So that doesn't seem to hurt. That seems like a good note. And the same word over and over, managed, quote, managed is a big one people use too much, like managed a team of employees or managed multiple budgets or et cetera. Mix it up with words like directed or led or supervised
or responsible for managing
mm-hmm. And then finally, no third page. That's
yep.
a big one. And they make sure, they actually go out of their way to say that this is probably the biggest one of all of these.
So if your third page is references available upon request, just yeah, leave it
yeah,
off
yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know, like we don't need to know. If you're 45, we don't need to know your job duties from your very first job ever. Now, if that keeps you at a page and a half, fine. But you know what I mean? Like, yes, you should not go more than 2 pages, for sure.
My first resume, this is before we had things that you could use, a template or anything like that, was 3 pages, and I had like 4 jobs. Because the writer in me, went on and on and on about these things, and yeah, just horrible. Don't do that, people.
You know, interesting though, all of these things that you brought up are all things that, if you look at a resume from 25 years ago, all of these were appropriate things.
Yeah.
And they were part of the format. And you did seek out something different than white paper, right? Because you were taking a printed copy to wherever you were going. Mm-hmm. So you spent a little bit more money on like the linen paper or like something to make yours stand out. You know, one thing I do think though, I do sometimes get some resumes where it's the person, and I don't need their home address, but the city and state I think is important, because you might be looking and you see that they're working in, let's say, Milwaukee, right? And because it's so easily, you know, on Indeed, you can just search by keywords. So sometimes I think people don't even know where they're applying. But then at the other hand, if it says, you know, Wisconsin Rapids, like, oh, okay, maybe they recently relocated. Or, you know, it gives you a little bit of insight versus if it says someone lives in Beloit and they apply for your job here. And it's like, well, why? You know, was it because of the title? So you just clicked apply? Or are you, I mean, actually going to relocate? So I don't know. I think it just helps kind of steer some of the thought process, too.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings with WFHR. Terry and James have been hanging out with you the last couple of hours. Thanks for hanging out with us. Going to wrap up the show, talk about our schedule and some good things in the area.
Closing time.
Terry, if you don't mind, I'd like to get to our schedule and then catch up with you a little bit about the United Way and touch on anything we haven't maybe gotten a chance to. Letting you guys know that our Rapids Report is brand new today. You can stream it live and direct at 2. Be sure to go to WFHR.com and catch every one of our Rapids Reports and spread the word about the show. We've been having a lot of fun with this. In part one today, we're going to talk to Allison Dairyland's own Haley Heinzel.
Oh, that's always a great interview.
I love talking to Haley. It's so much fun. Cannot wait. And we will wrap up the day of Rapids Report with our friends over at Lincoln High School. We got Lincoln High School students that took part in DECA, the DECA trip. We're going to talk to them about the trip. We got Josh, Jonah, and Olivia joining us.
They're just back.
Yeah, yeah. Cannot wait to find out how that trip went and pick their brains about that. It'll be a lot of fun. We've also got some important and great things going on in our community. Our friends over at Focus have their neighborhood meals available tonight, 2321 West Grand Avenue, right at Sparhawk Trucking. Meals are served every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room opens at 4:15. You can enter through the pantry doors. Encourage you to spread the word about this as well, and make sure that anybody out there that could use these services know about them. You can call and find out more at 715-422-1980. That is 422-1980. And our great friend Pete Ravel in Four on the Floor performing this afternoon from 2 to 4 over at the Cultural Center, live and direct. Go check him out. One of the best showmen we have in this area, Pete, and one of the better musicians, him and that band. They're really good. Check out Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor every first and third Thursday of the month over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. That's at 2651 East Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And also wanted to remind everybody about a blood drive coming up tomorrow. Versity Blood Drive at the VFW Post 2534 from 9 to 1. Anybody donating blood, get a free pint of custard from Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. How
that's
cool is
tragic,
that?
Huh?
Oh, that is awesome.
That sounds fabulous.
That's pretty cool. Also, keep in mind this weekend, May 3rd, VFW Brat Fry over at West Grand IGA from 10 to 2. Go over there, get a brat, and say hi to a vet. Terry, let's catch up on the United Way while we got a second here, because I wanted to touch on anything that you had in mind as far as they go, because we got a lot of things going on over there.
We do. So registration is open for Stuff the Desk. So if you need to receive free school supplies for your children for next school year. I know the school year is still going on, but we're on to next school year. So if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you definitely qualify for school supplies. So you would visit our website at uwswac.org to register. That is the only way to register, no paper forms. You fill this out online. If you need assistance filling it out, you can call 211 and they will help you with that process. The other thing that kicks off for us, Mother's Day runs Mother's Day to Father's Day. This is our diaper drive. So we are collecting diapers, wipes, and pastes and creams for our littlest community members. And what we are doing with those is then they get distributed to different areas of the community that have diapers available as needed. So we're helping with the drive. We received a grant to help with that, but we're also looking for the community to help help us. And we've gotten the question, you know, already. Again, it starts after Mother's Day, but we had a couple of boxes of diapers dropped off already. But we have the greatest need is the larger sizes. Mm-hmm. So like size 5 and 6.
Okay.
We will, of course, take any, but that is where the greatest need is. And then today is the last day to register for or early bird registration for United We Can. So all teams that are registered by the end of the day today get in the drawing for the Point Craft River to come to the game and, you know, spend time in that kind of that fun, special area. So we will be doing that drawing tomorrow and recognizing those winners. Of course, you can still sign up for United We Can, you know, through the month of May, but we are looking for businesses, organizations, civic groups, families to build a food sculpture out of canned goods that are then donated to local food programs who are part of our Hunger Coalition.
Had a listener asking about this a couple weekends ago, and we were talking about it, and they said, hey, you guys, this studio should be a part of that. I'm like, we are. I judge. So we can't really put a something together, but we also like to donate to it and be a part of it in that way. There are plenty of different ways you can be a part of United We Can. Encourage you to find out more and be a part of this great event. Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't have otherwise.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of great information that's shared. You know, we try not to overpost, you know, like one post a day, but there's a lot of great content and a lot of great community services being featured that you could probably benefit from or someone you know.
Keep in mind with any of this, if you have follow-up questions, encourage you to reach out to Terry and the gang. There's plenty of ways you can do that through their website, through Facebook, and of course 211 is always available to any questions you have in the community. Encourage you to call 211 and reach out and find out more. uwswac.org. Want to remind everybody as well, the WFHR newsletter is going to be premiering in just about an hour. Get signed up for that. WFHR.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Show up in your email box every Thursday at noon. Big thank you to everybody who put so much work into that. And tonight is opening night for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Noises Off. Oh, it's going to be a fun night tonight, everybody. Be sure to head on down to the theater and get your tickets. You can get them right now at wrctheater.org. You can also get them right there at the front desk day of, but you want to make sure to get your tickets, make sure you got them in hand. You can pick your seat, and you'll be able to just make sure that your ribs are ready to laugh. This is a hilarious play. You are going to be laughing your tail off, whether it is tonight at 7 or tomorrow when they have a show at 7 o'clock. This Saturday, they'll have a 2 o'clock matinee, and then next week, they'll come back and do it all over again. Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows. Everything wraps up next Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee. Break a leg. Have a great run, you guys. Enjoy the fun.
And who doesn't need a good belly laugh?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and you're going to get one. You're going to get one. That is definitely one of those shows you're going to be laughing about. The Bronx Zoo in New York announced the first king vulture chick to hatch at the facility in 3 decades.
Wow.
And it's being hand-raised using a puppet made to look like a mother vulture. And it really actually looks like a Muppet, like almost. They did a really nice job with it, actually. It's kind of fun. And it's kind of really encouraging and cool to see that. A teacher shared security camera image of her returning to school in the middle of the night in her pajamas. She was in the middle school. She is the middle school teacher who would be administrating the state exam that next day, and she just realized that she'd forgot to plug her computer cart in the day before. The video is on TikTok, and the caption says, "Test taking anxiety isn't just for kids; it could be for teachers."
Good on her, because I mean, think about that. That whole cart full of laptops goes down.
Yeah, that was good of her.
Love it.
Great show today, Terry. Thanks for hanging out with us.
You bet.
Have a good day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.